This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. The U.S. Vice President arrived in New Delhi this morning on a four-day visit to India. He was received by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav at the airport in the national capital. Mr. Vance was also accorded the ceremonial guard of honour. Soon after his arrival, Vice President Vance visited the Akshardham Temple in the national capital. Talking to reporters, Akshardham Temple spokesperson Radhika Shukla elaborated on Vice President Vance's visit to the venue.
भगवान स्वामीनारायण के चरणारविंद के साथ उन्होंने यात्रा का आरंभ किया. आगे बढ़ते उन्होंने भारत उपवन के दर्शन किए. गार्डन देख के उन लोगों को बहुत ही अच्छा लगा. आगे जाके उन्होंने गजेंद्र पीठ का दर्शन देखा. वहां पे गजेंद्र पीठ करके बहुत ही अच्छा एक हाथी की परिक्रमा बनाई है, जहां पे 3 डिफरेंट एलिमेंट के साथ वहां पे रखा गया है, एलिफेंट विद नेचर, एलिफेंट विद डिवाइन और एलिफेंट विद ह्यूमन. तो वो नक्काशी देख के वो बहुत ही अभिभूत हो गए. फिर ऊपर गए वो गर्भगृह में, भगवान स्वामीनारायण की मूर्ति ऐसे मनोहर दर्शन करके उन्होंने वहां पे विश्व शांति के लिए और सभी के बीच में सुरत भाव और संवादिता बनी रहे उसके लिए उन्होंने प्रार्थना की.
In his message in the visitor's book at the temple, Vice President Vance thanked the temple authorities for their hospitality and kindness in welcoming him and his family to the beautiful place. He lauded India for building a beautiful temple with precision and care. He said his kids in particular loved it. The U.S. Vice President is also scheduled to visit Jaipur and Agra. This is the first visit of Vice President Vance to India, which will provide an opportunity for both sides to review the progress in bilateral relations and the implementation of the outcomes of the India-U.S. joint statement issued on the 13th of February this year during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the U.S. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that India is setting new benchmarks in governance, transparency and innovation. He noted that the country has undergone transformative changes over the past decade and is no longer solely focused on growth but is also establishing new standards in these areas. Mr. Modi made these remarks while addressing civil servants on the occasion of the 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi.
2014 के बाद से देश में व्यवस्था परिवर्तन का एक बहुत बड़ा महायज्ञ शुरू हुआ है. हम इस तेज स्पीड के साथ खुद को तेजी से ढाल रहे हैं. आज भारत की एस्पिरेशनल सोसाइटी, भारत के युवा, भारत के किसान, भारत की महिलाएं, उनके सपनों की उड़ान आज जिस ऊंचाई पर है वो वाकई अभूतपूर्व है. इन अभूतपूर्व आकांक्षाओं की पूर्ति के लिए अभूतपूर्व गति भी आवश्यक है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Jeddah tomorrow, marking the first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia's commercial hub in over 4 decades. During his visit, the Prime Minister will tour a factory and interact with the Indian workers stationed there. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the government's vision of a Viksit Bharat by 2047 encompasses improvements across sectors impacting women, the impoverished, youth and farmers. Addressing the Indian diaspora in the United States today, the minister said, India has become the fastest growing economy, driven by the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the stability provided by a continuing government. In Jharkhand, around 8 Naxals have been killed in an encounter with security forces in the foothills of Lugu Hill in Bokaro district today. Pope Francis passed away today at the age of 88 following a prolonged illness. Throughout his 12-year papacy, he endured various health challenges with severe complications arising in recent weeks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of Pope Francis and conveyed condolences to the global Catholic community. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over central India during the next 5 days. In IPL T20 cricket, hosts Kolkata Knight Riders will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at the Eden Gardens this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.